Blog Talk Radio. Hello, good afternoon. It is December the 28th, and it's Monday, and we only got a few more days till the new year come in. Hi, I'm Evangelist Faye, and I hope your Monday is bright and peaceful. I'm coming to talk to you about step out of the boat. And but before I get into the word, let me pray. Heavenly Father, as I come to you with this word of encouragement today, please let it touch the hearts and soul of those that are hurting, crying out for help, and looking for better ways of getting out of things. Heavenly Father, let those people come to know you as I know you. And I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Step out of the boat. If we go to Matthew 14:30, King James Version or NIV Version, either or, it's good. It says this: but when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, and cried out, "Lord, save me." Well, when you are in the midst of life's storms, don't make Peter's mistake. Instead of filling your mind and heart with fear, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Know when to ask for his help and remain confident that he would never fail you. It said when Jesus asked Peter to come towards him, and Peter was walking on water until he happened to look down a brief second, his faith was diminished by fear because he saw the waves in the water. Okay? And had he kept his eyes on the prize, which was Jesus, where his faith was, he would have never had started sinking into the water. Amen? Amen. I'm going to give you five things to expect when you step out of that boat, as Peter did. Okay? The story of Peter stepping out of the boat and walking on water is Matthew 14:22, verses 22 to 33, is not only very familiar, but it's relevant in the life of every Christian. When we realize it or not, Jesus is constantly asking us to step out of our comfortable boat and follow him more closely. Sometimes he asks us to do something very big. Oftentimes his invitation is so subtle that we miss it entirely. Make no mistake about it. Any dedicated disciple of Jesus would be asked to step out of the boat on a regular basis. Knowing what to expect makes it much easier. We sometimes expect everything to go smoothly once we step out in faith and say yes to the Lord. As we see so often in the Bible, however, that is rarely the case. Peter's walking on the water is a great example. Based on that story, there are five things to expect when you step out of the boat. The first one is risk. Anything that Jesus asks you to do will involve some degree of risk. As an experienced fisherman, Peter knew that getting out of the boat could cause him to drown. Okay. Volunteering to be a lector or religious education teacher, inviting someone to mass, or giving more money to your parish will involve some degree of risk. Success is not guaranteed. Something could go wrong. Without risk, it is not possible to step out into faith. All right? The next one is two. Fear. Sorry for the interruption. Fear. When Peter first go out of the boat, the Bible tells us that he walked on the water. Once he took his eyes off Jesus and looked at the waves, however, he became frightened. Don't be surprised when this happens to you. While the intensity of the fear may vary, it is typically present whenever God asks you to do something. The Bible documents that Abraham, Moses, Mary, Joseph, Paul, Peter were all afraid, but they moved forward and trusted God from being afraid. But you can control how you respond to fear. Three, storms. Note that the storm didn't stop once Peter stepped out the boat. This didn't mean that he made the wrong decision. It meant that Jesus wanted Peter to trust him in the storm. After praying about homeschooling our daughters and feeling confident that God was calling us to do it, we decided to move forward with the plan. We immediately encountered some very rough seas. A few months later, things wasn't as right, and shortly thereafter, people was hospitalized, people were sick. Just because you're doing God's will doesn't mean you won't have storms. Jesus told Peter to come to him on the water, but the storm didn't die down until they were back in the boat. The storms will pop up for you too, so don't panic. Setbacks number four. After successfully walking on the water, Peter began to sink. Once you step out of the boat, don't be surprised if you too encounter setbacks. The key is to imitate Peter and stay close to Jesus. When he began to sink and cried out, "Lord, save me," Peter was so close to Jesus that he was able to grab his outstretched hand. Amen. And the last but least, Jesus. Whenever you follow Jesus and step out in faith, you can count on him being with you. He isn't going to invite you to follow him and then disappear. You see, we often criticize Peter for not trusting, but he should be commended for moving toward Jesus instead of swimming back to the boat. While it's true that he panicked, Peter ultimately turned to the Lord in prayer. And that's exactly what Jesus wants us to do. By the way, you take note of where Jesus was when all this was going on. He wasn't in the boat with the other disciples. He was in the middle of the storm. By leaving the security of the boat, Peter actually moved closer to Jesus. Stepping out of the boat can be frightening, but it becomes less frightening once we realize that the crazy things happening to us are actually very typical. Before stepping out of the boat, Peter was careful in discerning that Jesus was truly calling him. He then responded to the call and learned that with the Lord's assistance, truly is possible for a man to walk on water. That's something he never would have learned if he played it safe and stayed in the boat. In the same way, our faith is strengthened when we say yes and get to experience the thrill of walking on the water. I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you. I hope this word get to you today. God bless you and stay safe. When you go out, remember the social distancing, your mask, your sanitizer, and washing your hands. Stay safe, people. The new year is coming in. And be faithful. Until then, God bless you and I love you. I'll be back on Wednesday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. Stay safe. Amen. Amen.